Good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning from Ledyard, Connecticut. And I want to thank each and every one of you for getting on our live training call. We are truly already beginning to make an impact on people's health. We are making an impact on people's lives, and we are beginning to make an impact on people's checkbooks. And this is just the beginning. Well, folks, for those of you that have been on the calls for a while, man, did we just finish a strong, strong week of calls, beginning with last Saturday, where we just had 15 superstars, people that came to fly in so excited. And then we follow that up Sunday, Monday, and Thursday with Dr. James Pruitt, just doing an outstanding training series. And they've only just begun, because they're going to go on for about 3 more weeks. You know, you've noticed, I think at this point in time, that we've all pretty much got a belief level now, don't we? Because the key to your success is always going to be your belief level. And I learned long ago that whoever has the stronger conviction of belief will always persuade the person with less. And, of course, the first thing that we all needed to do was we needed to have a belief level in the product, first and foremost. And I am convinced that now that this product is out there, and it's not just our core team that is on the product and having success, but as we're getting the product out, we're hearing all these testimonials to see Dr. Joe Ganera's face. And as person after person was walking across the stage with a testimonial, he's beaming he's a proud pappy watching his child graduate from high school or college. It's just amazing. So we've got that belief level there. And at this point in time, I think that most of us on this call certainly have a belief level in our management team. I think that everybody now, that if you had a chance to either meet Robert or Nick, certainly with Dr. Joe, you truly understand, and many of you have already met Michael Seymour, you truly understand that everything is there. And so now we've got the belief level. We're excited. We're beginning to spread the word. We've been hearing a lot of the philosophies of the business in the last week and the belief level. So now it's time to really understand how to grow your business, because on top of belief level, there is another key to your success. And I learned this a long time ago. I had a friend, I still have him, and his name is John. And John and I, we both got started in network marketing years ago, and this was over 20 years ago. Now, John is one of the most charismatic individuals you will ever meet. Like, every time he would call me, "Hey, Eddie, baby," you ever meet one of those guys, right? So he gets into network marketing, and he calls me one day, and he's got this heavy Boston accent. "Hey, Eddie, baby." I say, "Hey, John." He says, "Hey, this marketing doesn't work." I said, "John, what do you mean?" Because he came from a traditional business where he was a super salesperson. He said, "Eddie, I went out and I sponsored like 30 people and I got nobody left. I mean, what's going on?" And I said, "Well, John, that's very interesting. Because if you could sum up the industry of network marketing in one word, what do you think it would be?" He said, "I thought the word would be sponsor." Which is sponsor in English, by the way. "I thought it's sponsor." I said, "Well, sponsoring people is absolutely important. But the real key to your success is in the duplication process." You see, John, what happens is you go out and you make a presentation, and your presentation is so strong, one of two things happens every single time. Either the person says, "Wow, John, you're going to do great at this, but I can't do what you do." And he says, "Yeah, that happens to me all the time." I said, "I know, because you're so good." I said, "The other thing that happens is you're so good, people can't wait to get their credit card out. They sign into the business, and they attempt to do what you did." And I told him, "Listen, John, you know, I don't have your salesmanship, your charisma. I don't have that $1 million smile, that $2,000 sport jacket. And so what happens is the average person will go out and speak to 3 or 4 people, and then they hear, 'No, no, thank you. No, you're an idiot. No, you're a moron. No, it's an illegal pyramid scheme.' And they quit. What would happen, however, if you had a system that was very simple and easy to duplicate? I almost never make a one-on-one presentation to somebody. And you know what? I know how to make one. The reason I don't is because of my friend John. Because I understand I need to give somebody a track to run on. I made the same mistake. That's how I learned it. And so I thought back to when I first got started in network marketing all those years ago. A guy walked into my jewelry store, and the first thing he did was compliment me. He used to be a jeweler, and my jewelry store literally put all three of his out of business. And he's complimenting me how good I am. He tells me that he's getting into a business where he can make more money than he ever made as a jeweler, and he doesn't have to worry about people walking in with a gun and shooting him and all the negative things that go with the jewelry business. And I said, wow, I'm good for you. He says, listen, Eddie, we could do wonders together if you wanted to. Are you interested? And I said, what is it? He didn't make a presentation. Here's what he said to me. Do you have a cassette player in your automobile? I said, yes, I do. He said, I've got a cassette I want you to listen to on the ride home. Do you have a VHS player? Again, this is back in 1990. I want you to watch this movie. So listen to the cassette on the ride home, watch the movie. And then there's going to be an opportunity meeting on Thursday night. I want you to come with me. I'm going to pick you up. I'll meet you here at the store. We'll drive over together. Folks, that's what got Eddie Freeman into network marketing back in 1990. Would you like to sponsor Eddie Freeman? Well, I would hope to think that you would, all right, because I turned out to be okay in this business. So let's think about what he did. He literally developed a three-step system without even realizing it. And, you know, over the course of the years, my claim to fame is, and I know most of you that know me know, I've made a lot of money in network marketing. And I've enjoyed it. My kids have enjoyed it even more. My family enjoys it. But what makes me the most proud is not how much money I've made. It's the fact that I've been able to help so many people over the years create strong residual income streams. And I've only been able to do it with people that follow a system. Because the duplication process, the cycle of duplication, will get duplicated no matter how you do it. Because as you, your training of your new distributor doesn't begin when you listen to a Saturday call or when you listen to Dr. Pruitt's calls on Mondays and Thursdays. It begins the second you call somebody. Because no matter what you do, that's what they are going to do. Okay? And so the whole key, when I call somebody up on the phone, I have a goal. My goal is not to sponsor them right on the phone. That's not my goal. My goal when I call somebody is to pique their interest, to get them to step one, whether that's step one, using one of the tools, whatever the tool you're using is, whether it's a video, and we have more videos coming out, whether it's a sample, a combination of the two, and a follow-up three-way call. Those are the three steps. And so if I were calling Janice on the phone, okay, when I call her, again, my goal is to get her to watch a video. Maybe it's an opportunity meeting. But for me, the goal is a video, and if she lives close enough, a sample, or if she lives far away, for me to send her a sample. So when I call Janice, I'm not going for the jugular. I'm not, hey, Janice, let's make money. No. The first thing I want to do is continue on our developing relationship. Because when you signed in, it wasn't because of the product or the timing. You had a relationship with the person that called you. And so that's what I want to establish with Janice immediately. Janice, my gosh, how are you doing? How are things going? You know, how are the kids? How's family? How's business? I want to talk to her about something that I know is important to her. What's important to everybody? Their family, their business, and that's where I go. How are things going? How are the kids? How's work? I'm always looking for the way to segue in. And you know what? More often than not, when I ask people how business is, I hear, you know, well, I'm hanging in, or, you know, I'm working twice as hard for half the money or whatever. And it's that when, and there's a lot of approaches. I'm going to just share with you the direct approach here. The direct approach is I start with a compliment. Well, Janice, one of the reasons I'm calling is you are, and here's a sincere compliment. You know, Janice, you're one of the nicest people I know. You're certainly one of the sharpest people I know. I've always wanted to work with you and do something together. I found something that I'm very excited about, and I was wondering if it would be okay if I shared it with you. Would it be all right if I sent you a video? Okay? Because remember, that's all. And she may often say to you, well, it sounds very interesting, Eddie. What is it? How you answer the what is it question is going to make you or break you in this business. Because when she says, what is it? And by the way, for those of you that were born with a gift of communication skills, for those of you that are great salespeople, this is going to be a very difficult time for you because you know you can sell her that business right on the phone. But again, what's the problem? The problem is either she won't do it because you're too good, or she'll do it and then can't duplicate it. So either way, that's not the goal of the call. The goal is to get her on a video. And she says, well, all right, great. Well, listen, if you send me the video, and then I'll say, will you be able to watch it sometime today? And she'll say, well, yeah, I can watch it. So I said, listen, it's a five-minute video. If I'm wrong, you're going to waste 5 minutes. What if I'm right? I mean, this is hot. And then she says, great. Now here's the big key. You're setting up the follow-up. Well, Janice, if you watch that video today, which is Saturday, is it all right if I call you back later on today while it's still fresh in your mind, or is Monday better? I'm always giving her an option. Can I call you later today while it's still fresh in your mind, or is Monday better? Maybe she says, well, listen, I'm not going to be able to get to it today and tomorrow's Sunday. Give me a buzz Monday. Great. Monday. Okay, beautiful. What's better for you, the morning or the evening? I promise you she'll pick one. Call me in the evening. Great. What's better for you, 7 o'clock or 9:30? Get on time for you. It's important on the follow-up call that you get an exact time. And the reason for this, it's going to be very difficult to have three lives, your uplines, yours, and your prospects all converge at the same time. So what I want to establish is with my prospect, Janice, what's a good time for you? She says 7 o'clock. I said, great. Is this the good number to call you? Beautiful. I'm going to write this down. I can't wait. And by the way, if you have any questions before that, call me. Ah, great. I've achieved my goal. What was my goal on the call? To get her to step one, to watch a video. Now, I've already had her agree to a follow-up call. Now, this is key. You're not alone. Do not be an army of one. This is a team game. And so my next call is to my upline. Let's say my upline is James. Hey, James, it's Eddie. I need help with a three-way call Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you tell your upline what time zone, because your upline may have people in three zones. You may have people in three zones. James, I need help with a three-way call Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And if I can't call him, I text him. He'll hit me back. Eddie, I can do the call. Beautiful. Now, at 5 minutes before 7, I call my upline. I call James. And I give James a little information about Janice. Let me tell you about Janice. She's done network marketing before. She's in the real estate business, mortgage. She's been successful. Whatever information I can give him about her, I do. And then I also want to let him know what tools that I use. She's been to a meeting, or she watched the video, or she's had a sample and a video, whatever the tool is, so that he knows how to follow up in case he doesn't get her closed on the phone. So now, James, he's in his house. I'm in mine. Janice is in hers. I call Janice, and I've got one goal. My goal is not to enroll Janice. My goal is to get my upline, James, on the phone with my prospect, Janice. His goal is to give her enough information so that she can come to a decision to either get started today or to become a customer today. And so when Janice answers, I don't go into, hey, what'd you like best? No. My goal is to get my upline on the phone. I want to do it as quickly as possible. Janice, I'm so glad you're here. On the other line, I got James Pruitt. James is one of the top people in this company, and I've got him on the phone to answer any of your questions. James, say hello to Janice. James says hello to Janice, and Eddie, I don't need to say another word. James will answer the questions, handle the objections. More often than not, James can get her signed up right on the phone, because a few things are happening here simultaneously all at once. Number one, I've just introduced my upline, James, as one of the top people in the company. See, he's speaking from a level of posture. Janice is listening differently. Oh, and by the way, if you've been in this company for 2 days and your upline has only been in for 3 days, introduce them as one of the top people in the company. I mean, we're a very small company. We're all at the top of this company right now, okay? Number two, I have, in a roundabout way, I've complimented my prospect, Janice, by saying to her, hey, Janice, I think enough of you to get you on the phone with one of the top people in the company. But always remember this. As Janice is listening, she's trying to decide two things. A, is this a good business opportunity? And B, just as important, can I do this? See, after James is done answering her questions, he's going to say something to her like, you know, Janice, you're probably wondering right now whether or not you can do what I'm doing. Yeah, maybe you can. Maybe you can't. I've got a better question for you. Do you think you can do what our friend Eddie has done? And it's ludicrous because Eddie hasn't said anything. And now Janice, she's going over the series of events in her mind. Wait a second. What did Eddie do? Think about it now. He called me up all excited. And then he sent me a couple of videos, or he met with me and gave me a product. He sets up a follow-up call and gets this James guy that he calls an upline on the phone with me. I don't know if I can do right now what James did, but I know I can do what Eddie did. I think I can do this. Now, let me explain to you the beauty of this system, this cycle of duplication. As my upline James is sharing information with my prospect Janice, at that same exact moment, he's teaching me how to share information. And so after I do 5 or 10 calls with my upline, I no longer need him for these three-way calls. See, this is important. I was on the phone with NBA superstar, future impact superstar, Dale Ellis. And I told him, Dale, I want to work with you, man. He said, Eddie, you work with so many people. How do you do it? How can you work with me? How can you give me so much attention? I said, it's easy. And I explained the system to him, and it made sense. I don't have to do. Do you know that when I first started with James Pruitt, do you know that he instinctively, I didn't teach him this, he already knew this. He just got me on the phone with people. He doesn't need me on the phone with people anymore other than occasionally. Why? Because he's got this. He's ready to do three-way calls with his downline. And by the way, when you use this system, you're able to overcome the biggest objections in network marketing. One of the biggest objections, I've been doing this now since 1990. The I always have is, I don't have the time. You ever hear that one? I just don't have the time for this. See, when you're using this system, when I hear the objection, as I do with every objection, I isolate the objection. I say it back to them. I use my form of feel, felt, and found, and I go for the close. So it goes something like this. So, Janice, let me see if I understand what you just said to me. You think it's a great business opportunity, but you don't think you've got the time. Is that it? She says, yeah, Eddie, that's it. Janice, I know just what you're saying. I'm working with busy people like you in the mortgage business, in the real estate business, lawyers, doctors. You know what they found? It takes almost no time out of their normal daily activities to get somebody to watch a video. Does that make sense? Is there anything else you need to know before you're ready to get started? She may say, well, Eddie, you know, you're going to do great because you're a salesman, but I'm not. Janice, let me see if I understand what you're saying. You think that this is a great business opportunity, but you're not sure you can do it because you're not a salesperson. Is that it? Yeah, Eddie, that's it. Janice, I know what you're saying. Do you know that I'm working with people that have never even sold so much as a Girl Scout cookie before in their life? You know what they found? It takes no salesmanship whatsoever to get somebody to watch a five-minute video. Does that make sense? Is there anything else you need to know before you're ready to get started? Folks, I've shared this system with thousands of people over the years. I can't get everybody to use it, but for the people that have used it, their success rate is very, very high. And all I'm asking is that if the way you're doing it isn't working out quite as well as you wanted, quite as quickly as you wanted, try this. What's the worst that can happen? I always say, I just put the bat in my hands. Let me do a couple of three-way calls for you. Let's see what happens, because the success rate of the three-way calls is very, very strong. My personal success rate in three-way calls right now is very, very high, and it's not because I'm good. It's because the tools have already done the work before I get to them. In most instances, people have already tried the product. They've already watched some videos, and now they're on the phone with me. So I'm like the closer on the baseball team that comes in the ninth inning, 1, 2, 3, bump, done. Next, let's go. And if you just do this a couple times a day, you know, you've heard us say you're one sample away, you know, give two away. Give two away every day, and you are on your way. And there's a reason I suggest giving away a couple a day. In all honesty, if you're in this on a part-time basis, you really need to contact two people a day. How long does it take? See, in this system, how long does it take for me to contact you? Janice, it's Eddie. Oh, my gosh, how are you? How's the family? How have you been? How are the kids? You know, how's business? Let me tell you why I'm calling. It doesn't take long, does it? It's a 5 or 10 minute call. Even if you're part-time, you can do this twice a day, can't you? That's only 20 minutes a day. Do you realize if you do this twice a day, what's going to happen is you're guaranteed success, especially when you follow the system. Let me explain what I mean by this. Everybody, so many people think that success in network marketing is somehow tied to the economic laws of Las Vegas, where you've got to get lucky. Nothing could be further from the truth. Folks, I've been doing this now since 1990. There was a science involved. I can tell you how many people you contact versus how many will watch a video, which how many will stand you up, which how many will sign up, how many will become customers, because I've been keeping track of this. Yeah, I'm dumb as a stump on computers, but I'm like Rain Man when it comes to numbers. And these are the numbers that I have seen over the years. If you were to contact two people a day, at the end of a month, you're contacting 60 people. So you don't work on Sunday, that's great. Contact four people on Monday, three people on Tuesday. But average two people a day, 60 people a month. If you do that, 25% of the people, 15 of them, they don't care if you're giving away diamonds for free. 45 of those people, 15 of those people won't do anything, but 45 people will say, yeah, I'll watch the video. Of the 45 people that tell you they're going to watch the video, they're going to come to the meeting, they're going to meet you for lunch, one third of them are going to stand you up. It's just the way it goes. I've been doing this for a long time. Trust me, it happens to me, it's going to happen to you. So if we take one third of 45, let's subtract 15 more, that leaves you with 30 people. Of the 30 people that hear and see the same set of information that we heard, that consumed the same product that we consumed, how many of these 30 do you think are going to come to the same conclusion as us and want to get started as distributors? Well, I know you're thinking the number is high, and right now the number is very high, but on average, industry average over the years is 10%. So that means three people are going to sign up with you this month. Oh, by the way, the 27 people that say no to the business, 10% of those, three of them are going to become customers. And so in your first 30 days, you're going to enroll three people, and you're going to enroll the first person on the common leg with your upline. So if I'm right-hand leg to Janice, I enroll my first person to the right, the next two to the left. And I'm going to teach everybody to do this. If you do this, if you do this and you duplicate it, even for 4 months, you are over $5,000 a month. And if you would continue to duplicate this between now, and you could duplicate it between now and Christmas, and you have people buy into this system of duplication, I promise you, this is going to be the best Christmas you've had. Bottom line. And you say to me, Eddie, you make it sound so easy. Why don't more people do it? And it's, I'm telling you that you're going to speak to 60 people in the course of a month, and you're only going to enroll three of them. 57 are going to say no. Do you have it in you? That's why I say, if you knew for a fact that if you just spoke to two people a day, just for 90 days, that's it. That's 180 people. That's two people a day. That's including strangers, by the way. If you believed it, it will work. I promise you, because it works for all of us that are believers. It works for all of us. It doesn't work for a small percentage. It works for everybody. And so James has talked to you on these calls, you know, you got to treat this like it's a business. This is not a hobby. For me, impact is not a hobby. Impact is big, big business. And the sooner you treat it like big business, the sooner you get your cycle of duplication going from day one, the second you get your belief level where ours is, you become invincible. Well, folks, I'm not going to give you my schedule coming up. I want to make sure that you go to impactcentral.com to see the schedule. Also, make sure that Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, you're on our next training call, because you're also going to hear we're going to be announcing that we're going to be doing some weekly calls that are recruiting calls during the week. We've got a lot of tools coming, folks. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface. Keep in mind that we just had the biggest week, not just in Impact, but my last company, and most of you know I was with XU's, we just enrolled more people in the last week in Impact than XU's enrolled in the United States in any month in a year and a half. And by the way, it's only the second week now of August. What's going to happen come Labor Day when people's minds get back to business? Anyway, folks, I want you to know that I appreciate you guys very, very much. And I want your success on such a deep level, you have no idea. I've got people on this call that I've known for over 20 years. I've got people on this call that are family. And I've got people that have followed me for years. I've got people that I've just met that over the last few weeks that have become my brothers, my sisters, my kids, my family. You are my family. I'm yours. I'm very protective of my family. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I've committed. Every day I'm going to wake up an hour early, and I'm going to stay awake an hour late, so that when my main man Louis DeVino calls me at 5 past midnight Eastern time, I can actually take his call and sound coherent, go from being sound asleep to wide awake. Why? Because we are family, and we're going to make this thing happen in a big, big way. Guys, I appreciate you. I love you. Get it done, and it won't be long before the world together. With that, I appreciate it. I love you, and I'll hear you on Monday night's call with Dr. James Pruitt. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Great job, Eddie.